If you wanted to track the government's progress on IT modernization, there may not be a better approach than following the bouncing metrics ball of the Data Center Consolidation Initiative. First, the Office of Management and Budget tracked data center closures. Then it tracked the optimization of the servers, including power usage, heating, and cooling costs. In his weekly feature, The Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about how a new approach to the data center consolidation and optimization is emerging as part of the overall IT modernizing evolution. He joins me in studio now with more. And Jason, many of us do perversely follow IT modernization. We get a kind of a love of it after all these many years. What's the latest developments and how they're tracking and measuring all of this?
It's hard not to love it, right, Tom? I mean, there's so much to cover and so much to talk about. And the data center consolidation optimization effort is just a great look into this broader concept. And as this concepts evolve, right, as they change, as they kind of get better over time, hopefully, I think the data center one is a perfect example. And I spoke with Dan Pomeroy, who's the Acting Deputy Associate Administrator in the Office of Government-Wide Policy at GSA, and he's also led the Data Center Optimization Initiative, led the Data Center Infrastructure Initiative under the Centers of Excellence that USDA is going forward with. And basically what he says is, there's a change in the way they're looking at it. They just can't look at it like they used to. Remember, Tom, when OMB first started out back 2010 timeframe, it was close, close, close. And then they said, whoa, now it's optimize, optimize, optimize. And now it's a little bit of both, close and optimize. And you see the back and forth with GAO, with Congress, saying close more, optimize more. What Dan is saying is, let's step back and let's take a bit broader perspective and let's come up with a way to really measure return on investment, measure the savings, and then measure also what we're spending. And that all can connect back to technology business management, the TBM that is being pushed through by OMB.
I guess if they could track the spending itself and somehow isolate the spending on data centers and look at that number, then really the number of centers wouldn't matter as much as the spending going down.
Right, and I think that's part of what they're trying to do through this TBM effort. Now, technology business management set of standards that you can apply to your technology spending to really what they have cost towers, where that money's being spent, how does it relate to each other. It's part of the capital planning investment control effort, the CPIC process that OMB is implementing and improving upon. It's part of A11. If you remember that circular, Tom, it's one of the oldies but goodies.
And that's the budget preparation mainline document.
Exactly. And agencies basically have until 2022 to fully implement TBM. It's also part of the president's management agenda. So what GSA is doing basically is connecting those two dots, right? Data center spending with technology business management to give agencies an effort, a way to kind of say, this is where we started, and this is where we're going to go, and this is the difference. And let me give you one quick example. The Agriculture Department under the Centers of Excellence Initiative, they've been, if you will, the guinea pig for a lot of these efforts. They've closed 21 of their 39 data centers that they plan to close, and already they're seeing a savings of around $6.9 million to $8.5 million a year just from those closures. And again, this could be a closet, small closet within USDA headquarters, or it also could be a major Tier 1, Tier 2 data center. So it all really depends on what they're saving, but now they have a better idea because of this TBM slash new data center effort.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And let me ask you this, if they're going to track the spending on data centers, are they also, and try to drive it down, are they also going to look at the spending on cloud, which should be rising as data center spending goes down?
So part of the cloud smart strategy that OMB has issued, and I think, again, this is part of that evolution when we talk about the IT modernization changes that we've seen, OMB definitely wants agencies, again, cloud smart. What does that mean? Just don't put everything in the cloud. Make good decisions, which, again, goes back to making good spending decisions about where applications, which systems, which servers can go in the cloud, which should stay maybe internally or go to a shared service of sorts. So how they're going to track it is unclear. The Cloud Smart strategy, I think we're going to wait on some implementation guidance, but we're not quite there yet. And just real quick, Tom, speaking of implementation guidance, one of the things that we are waiting for from OMB is new guidance on data center consolidation. It's going to be basically one of three that we're still expecting from OMB either this month or into early November.
So they're kicking that back into high gear. I mean, the cloud and all of the optimization and all of the citizen service and so forth has kind of pushed off that idea. but data center consolidation is very much alive, in other words.
And I think it's always been alive. It's always been metrics that have been tracked under the IT dashboard. It's always been metrics that have been tracked under the Fatara scorecard. What I think changes is, and I think this is part of this evolution we're seeing with IT modernization, and this is something that I heard time and again at the ELC 2018 conference sponsored by ACT-IAC that we were just at last week in Philadelphia, is this idea of where does IT modernization need to go next? How does it work? Like, let me give you another great example. I mean, that I talked to and I heard from over at the Social Security Administration, the CIO there, Rajiv Mathur, who's the CIO at SSA, talked about this approach he's borrowing from industry, product management, and having a product manager. And this is a person that initially will be in the CIO's office, eventually will move to the business side, but they'll be responsible. They'll be what he calls a mini CEO of that specific product. And he's not saying just get one product done, but give me the entire strategy. How are you going to deliver on the value? What are your versions that you're planning? What's the capabilities and how quickly you're going to get there? That's a much different viewpoint than maybe what we've seen in the past, which is more of a, okay, CIO shop, work with the industry or work with the program management, come up with the approach and go do it. He's taken a much more what I'll call venture capital startup approach to this effort, because I think that's where his background, but also I think that's where he wants to drive SSA because of all their needs around IT modernization.
And when he says product manager, what does he mean by product? Is that like an application that is deployed throughout the agency or to the public?
Exactly. And I think that, you know, one of the great examples that we've talked a lot about is the disability case processing system. This is a huge part of their $700 million IT modernization effort, which was launched in 2018, but it really has its roots back in 2016, 2015. And instead of saying, okay, we're going to modernize this system from A to B or A to F, what he's saying is, what is A, what is B, what is C? And that product person has got to own every different iteration of the product or every new capability gets put in. And I think it's just a different way of looking at it and including, obviously, the program and business sides.
I'm getting the strong feeling that for a lot of agencies, at least the smart ones, modernization is not so much a state as a way of operating perpetually.
I think that's a great point. I think that that's the mind shift we've seen, is that instead of just saying, well, we're going to make changes and we'll be done. I mean, I'm not sure anyone ever said we'll be 100% done, but there's this recognition, I guess, broader and across government acquisition. We're seeing this too, Tom, where the idea of moving from A to B is good, but moving really, the goal is continuous movement, continuous improvement. And I think that has come with agile, iterative, the acceptance of those kind of methodologies.
Federal News Network's Jason Miller, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to check out his latest notebook at federalnewsnetwork.com.